Hey, my name is Mina, and I'm a food vendor in Manhattan, New York. From what I hear, people say that food vendor is not a hard job, but the honest truth is it's a very hard job, considering the fact that you have to wake up early to get the cart ready. And pushing the cart, sometimes the battery's not full, so you have to push the cart. And it usually like takes about 3 people to push like a chicken rice cart, and it could break your back pretty much. The hours run from 12 hours, but since I live in Jersey, it takes me about 14 to 15 hours a day.
My name is Charles Snipes. I've been unemployed for about 2 years now. It's a lot of work, but if you really want something, you'll go for it. It depends where your head is at. That's an individual thing. People don't know the full thing, the ramifications, and why that person is unemployed. They just usually think the negative and don't think the positive. They don't know the whole facts. The reason why I was unemployed, the job that I had, and no longer work for medical reasons. But now I'm in school to go for a career for something that I've always wanted. And I'm going to come full circle in my life.
Hi, my name is Giles Harrison. I'm a paparazzi photographer. I'm based in Los Angeles, California. Some people think that being a paparazzi isn't hard work, but I would say that that's not true. It's a very detailed-oriented job. There's a lot of waiting around. There's a lot of, you know, thought, a lot of skill, a lot of professionalism that has to go into it. We're not all, you know, running and gunning and running down the street, short lens flashing people. You have to be well versed in story. You have to know how to edit photos. You have to understand the marketplace. Anyone can take a picture, but to take a newsworthy photo that's sellable for a lot of money, it's hard work.
Hi, my name is Randy Stalker, and I'm working as a consultant down here doing a glass replacement at 1000 Connecticut. It's a very busy area, Washington, D.C., and I'm an iron worker by trade. I got up at 4:45. We start work at 5:30 to try and beat the heat here. We start early. We're working 10-hour days in this heat, and it's hard work. We're drinking lots of fluids. And the main objective is not have anybody have any heat strokes here. I think we're classified as the fourth most dangerous trade in the world. We're working on heights. This particular job site, we're lifting or we're hoisting heavy glass. We work hard.
Hi, my name is Elmer Pineda. I work at the Santa Monica Pier Arcade. I'm an arcade operator. Some people think my job is easy, but in reality, it's not. We deal with difficult people. We clean the messes that people make, mop, sweep, work on machines that cause problems. You know, it's not easy. It might look easy, but, you know, we work as hard as we can, and it's as any other job. It's the same thing as other jobs.
My name is Earl Blumenauer. I represent Oregon in the United States Congress. My day starts every day by 6, bike to work, into the gym, but I always run with the dictating unit, and the day ends when it ends. I have no control over the schedule, and last night we were on the floor after 9 o'clock making a presentation, and then it's just the time to decompress so that your brain isn't jelly. I think you need to start and end each day with that reflection, because otherwise you will go numb. It all is a blur, and you will end a day never quite knowing what you've done, other than having met a couple hundred people, given a dozen speeches and presentations, and sat through seemingly endless meetings.